Till little Arliss got us mixed up in that bear fight, I guess I'd been looking on him like most boys look on their little brothers. I liked him all right, but I didn't have a lot of use for him. But that day, when I saw him in the spring so helpless against the angry she-bear, I knew that I loved him as much as I did Mama and Papa. Maybe in some ways even a little bit more. So it was only natural for me to come to love the dog that saved him. After that, I couldn't do enough for old Yeller. I petted him till he was wiggling all over to show how happy he was. I felt mean about how I treated him and did everything I could to let him know. I searched his feet and pulled out a long mesk thorn that had become embedded between his toes. I held him down and had Mama hand me a stick with a coal of fire on it so I could burn off three big bloated ticks that I found inside one of his ears. I washed him with lye soap and water, then rubbed salty bacon grease into his hair all over to root the fleas. And that night after dark, when he sneaked into bed with me and little Arliss, I let him sleep there and never said a word to Mama.